starting? Okay, it's a little early. It's a minute early. We can go 10:44.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I'm sorry. We usually write, but I wouldn't start early. A minute's really slow when you're waiting for it. All right. Yes. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, it's in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, it's in you. I will praise you with all of my life. I will praise you with all of my strength. With all of my life. With all of my strength. All of my hope is in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, it's in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, it's in you. I will praise you with all of my life. I will praise you with all of my strength. With all of my life. With all of my strength. All of my hope is in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, it's in you. In you, it's in you. In you, it's in you.
Well, good morning, and the truth of our life being in the Lord is nowhere better expressed than when Paul addressed the philosophers there in Athens, Greece. And he said this, God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their preappointed times and the boundaries of their dwelling, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he's not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Praise the Lord that our life, our very physical life, and our spiritual life is in him. Cause to celebrate, we worship a living and active and holy and loving God. Amen. And let's give him praise and adoration this morning.
He's alive.
I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. At just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives,
salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
In all the world around me, I see His loving care. My heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation.
Forever.
true, oh Lord? Is it true that you are thinking of me? How you love me. It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. Who am I that you are mindful of me? That you hear me when I call. Is it true that you are thinking of me? How you love me. It's amazing. It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. You call me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend.
Sing it out.
Almighty God, we stand in your presence literally awed that you would deign to call us a friend. Who are we to be your friend? We thank you that it is because of an unending love that is beyond human comprehension. Lord, as I contemplated every aspect of your love and how you love us and the price that you paid to prove it, we indeed stand awed. We can identify with the hymn writer who said, I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner, condemned, unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful is your love, Father. I know as I thought about that, Lord, you spoke to my heart and said, you only understand love in human terms, which is always about performance and earning it. And you know not of my great love, which is beyond all love. Help us, Father, to respond graciously, lovingly, and obediently to such love. Such love that replaced the law, fulfilled the law. And hopefully, Father, will allow us to learn to love your law, not because of its demands, but because of the love of the one who gave it. Impress these truths on each of our hearts today, Lord. Help us to understand your love more deeply and to respond more properly. Thank you that you call us friends. We love you, Lord. We don't always express it as best we could. But please accept our prayer of thanks this morning and hear from our lips the words, "We love you." In Jesus' name, amen. You will notice in our bulletin that today we are going to install Brother Rod Buxton to the eldership of Community Church. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 3, this is a faithful saying, if a man desires the position of a bishop or an elder, he desires a good work. It is very noteworthy, I think, that God has, through the nearly 40-year history of this church, blessed it with eldership that has led well, has blessed it with eldership that did not have to be voted on, recommended, and have strife over. Eldership that seemed to be the leading of the Lord through the congregation to say, we recognize this person as an elder. And then it becomes our privilege to simply recognize that and install according to the biblical directive of laying on of hands. Brother Rod Buxton comes to us in just that way. Over the 3 weeks or so that his name has been before you to give ample opportunity for feedback, as I said a couple weeks ago, the only feedback has been, why did it take so long? Well, a part of the reason was Rod's contemplation of whether this is where and what God wanted him to do. He knew that God wanted him to be in this church, but he said to me, whether it is as a member or serving as an elder. We talked about it, and after a week or so of prayer, he called and informed us that he believed the Lord was leading him to serve as an elder. I want to personally say that my relationship with Rod has been beautiful, for lack of a better term. Knowing him and getting to know his history, Rod comes with a lot of experience, having served as a senior pastor for a very successful church in Louisville for years. He did not ever come here or to me with one bit of arrogance or an air of, I have a lot of experience, but rather a servant's heart, showing submission to me as senior pastor beyond anything that I would have deemed required, and with a servant's heart, thus fulfilling what we believe to be the major requirement of serving the congregation, which is to be a servant with a servant's heart. So we believe that he fulfills those requirements for serving a local body, and it is with anticipation and appreciation for the extra wisdom, extra viewpoint of an added elder. Two of your three elders, myself, Rock, and George, are paid staff. So having an unpaid staff member will make some decisions much more objective and balanced. So all in all, this seems to be the will of the Lord. And so I'm going to ask Rod and George and Rock to come. We're simply going to have Rod seated here at the front. We're going to lay on hands and pray over him. And I think it would also be appropriate if he wants to share a word. I might need to get that microphone. I didn't ask him to say anything, but I am now. That's the kind of relationship we have. I don't know if it's on, Rod. The green. Maybe it is good.
I didn't anticipate this, so it'll be brief. I've suffered over the last several years not having a pastor, and I'm just delighted to have one now. And I couldn't have asked for a better one. God just made it a very, very nice experience. And one of the reasons that there was a delay was that I wanted to be able to come and to get to know you all, and for you to be able to get to know me before we made any major decisions about eldership or anything else. And so I just appreciate the time that I've had with you all and getting to know you all, and I am looking very much forward to being able to serve you.
Thank you, Rod. You be seated there.
Father, you have brought Rod here for such a time as this. Lord, we visually see the anointing of God upon his life, and we know that you've called him without a shadow of a doubt. We know you've placed your hand upon him and his wife as well, and we thank you, Father, that they get to be a part of what you're doing in these last days, that they're on the cutting edge of what you're doing. Lord, I pray that the latter years of his life would be greater than all the former years.
Yes.
And Father, that the anointing would be evident as he walks into a room. Father, you would raise even the level of accountability to him and for him in the name of Jesus. And Father, that he would be used by your Spirit to speak words of wisdom, the gifts of the Spirit being flowing in and through him in the name of Jesus. And Lord, he would deliver those gifts with boldness and to share in love with those gifts that he presents coming directly from the throne room. Father, he would speak as the Father speaks, and he would listen intently as a servant of the Most High. We thank you, Lord, for the life that he's lived, and we look forward to what you're about to do and how the explosion will take place in his spirit with new revelation and new wisdom and new grasp on the truth that comes from God's word. Father, we bless him now in the name of Jesus and say thank you for the man of God that you've brought, even the prophet of God that you have brought to us to help in the ministry. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, what can I say that George didn't say? Thank you so much for my uncle and the wisdom that he brings to this eldership, the experience, the integrity. Lord, thank you for the years that I've known him, even from the time that before he married Mona and I, as we attended Trinity when we were in Lowell, and just seeing him flow in the gifts of the Spirit and walking in those in humility, Lord. Father, we're so blessed that you've brought him to this meeting place, Lord, to this local assembly. And Father, just thank you for the calling you've put on his life. Thank you for him accepting that call. And we recognize that today before this local body.
And now, Father, we simply offer our prayer of commitment and commendation, having laid hands upon this one who is to serve. We thank you, Father, for his willingness to be your servant in this place. We pray that this congregation will understand your calling. We thank you his confirmation came from you through the body of believers here. May this unity continue. May this servant leadership remain strong. Lead us as elders to lead your people under the headship of the chief elder, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And all the church said, amen, amen. 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 Well, are there any questions about the announcements? Do something a little different this morning. All right. That's, for any who don't know where the Moore's location is, it's right across the road. I think you know it. If you pass the church coming from Harrodsburg, once you pass it, look for 15, 10, and 12, and 14, black mailbox in the driveway, and you just go back and take a left and go down by the pond. So everybody's invited, and it's kind of one of those come early, stay late, or come in between. There is fishing tonight, right? And anything? Okay, so it's good and hot, you want to jump in the lake? Game, so just come and have a good time. That's from 4 until whatever time you're ready to go, or Rock says, I've had enough. So one of those two times, it'll be a good long while. Next Sunday, we'll be honoring our high school and college graduates during the morning service. Also, just written and verbal reminders, Elders Deacons meeting this coming Saturday, June 10th at 8 a.m., and next Sunday, Robbie, the guys are leaving for camp, right? And so far, there have been some generous offerings to help offset the expense of the camp. And those offerings are still being accepted. And we're going to enjoy sending off those young men for a great week. Anything update, anything about that we need to know, Robbie?
And so I will probably just remind them of the items they can bring with them and just money and whatnot that they would benefit
spending
from.
Money.
Yeah.
And no cell phones?
Cell phones are allowed.
Oh, no.
But they probably won't have time to use them because they will be taking part in a lot of very enjoyable activities. So, excuse me. They have, sorry, that's embarrassing. I swallowed something there. I had one of those cough drops in my mouth. What was I saying?
You said you swallowed something.
I did. Oh, goodness. They said this is a really good experience, that they'll just be busy the entire time, so I don't even know if they'll remember they have a cell phone. So it'll be good.
Let's be sure and pray for these guys as they travel down to Lake Barkley, and for safety and for their trip. It's always good. I'm always conscious of safety and blessing when we are on the road, and so we will pray that for them. And as I said, if you want to help with the scholarships, that's still very much a thing you can do. Birthdays. Okay, Monday the 5th, Gage Friedman. Wednesday the 7th, Mike Piazza and Caleb Morrison. Thursday the 8th, Sean Clark. There's a lot of birthdays in June. And a happy belated anniversary on June the 1st to Ann and Steve Bird. They fell in that transition between the end of May and the 1st of June. So I think we might have had one other anniversary in the month of June that's coming up. It was kind of strange. All the birthdays were in June, and all my family seems like, all of Brian's family have birthdays in June. And I don't know about you, but you'd like for that to be spread out a little bit. It helps the cash flow. But anyway, a lot of birthdays in the month of June. Where are we on Bible study questions? I was out. What did we cover? Covered what we were supposed to. Well, we may not be able to answer these questions here, but we're going to give it a try. You didn't get that far? You didn't get this far? No, that's okay. That's coming up yet, isn't it? Well, let's just wait till we know exactly how far we've gotten. So we'll hold up on that. Don't want to embarrass myself and others by having questions that we can't answer. So we've our announcements, our birthdays, any prayer requests this morning. I've been out of commission for about a week. While I was in Canada for 2 or 3 days, I had no cell phone service. I didn't connect with the Canadian authorities, I guess, and I couldn't get my cell phone in certain parts of Canada, so I'm a little bit out of the loop. But so we have any prayer requests or things we need to pray for this morning?
Yes, I have a prayer request for my grandson. I just ask the whole church as a body to keep him in your thoughts, in your prayers, and to pray that he gets the help that he needs and that it's God's will, whatever that will may be, because he really needs help by it.
All right.
And I just ask that of the church.
All right, David.
A co-worker at our nursing home, one of our stakeholders at the nursing home, family, they were in an automobile accident. They were the ones at Crab Orchard that got the camper came loose and hit the vehicle head on. The 6-month-old baby and the father have both passed away. And so the family is just devastated and desperately needs our prayers.
Amen. Damien has a hand back there, Kent.
It's a little bit of a praise report along with the prayer request. Brad West is on the prayer chain, and you know, we were just actually with him last night. He's recovering from esophageal cancer and seems to be doing great. He's just counting down the days to when he gets to have mashed potatoes and stuff again. Because right now he's still on kind of a liquid diet. So,
well, we certainly are thankful that he is doing better and sounds like there's good prognosis. Brenda.
This is a praise, too. The quintuplets seem to be doing well.
Praise the Lord.
At least two of the babies have been able to nurse the bottle. They're a month old now. And the parents, the grandmother, the great-grandparents are still so thrilled and so blessed and thankful. But they would covet your prayers. They've got a long road ahead of them.
Yes. You know, I told Brenda, I saw a thing on the news afterward about them, and what impressed me, and I guess nothing has changed, they were already being approached by reality TV about, you know, making a series. They always want to do that. And this couple graciously declined, saying, we just want to raise our family. And I thought that was a real touching and wise kind of decision to make. So we'll keep, it's the Driscoll quintuplets, we'll keep them in our prayers, those parents and all the family. All right. Well, let's bow together. Give thanks to the Lord. pray for these things that have been mentioned, and as you feel led to offer up your prayer, we will join with you for those who would want to pray and express that out loud today.
Father, I pray for Tanya and all the family, immediate family and extended family of those that were a part of this accident, Lord. Sometimes you just don't understand, and I don't understand everything and why. Lord, why we question why, but Lord, you know all. And Father, so right now we just lift up this family.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you. We praise you for this beautiful day. We thank you for all the material blessings that are ours. I personally thank you for guidance and safety in our recent trip, for protection. I pray your protection upon all who are traveling. I pray for Colleen and Brenda as they travel home from Georgia today, and as they are on the last leg of that trip, keep them safe, Lord. For all of our family and loved ones, we just ask for those angels of protection, those traveling mercies, for your hand upon them. Be with us in the remainder of this service, Lord, and help us to experience you in a way that will impact our lives, draw us closer to you, and be a blessing to others. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Okay.
This actually is a benefit concert for the Odell family, and it really happens after next Sunday, but I just wanted to go ahead and plug it now. It's going to be at the showroom of Danville, June 11th at 8 p.m. It's going to be Joshua Reardon and Centerpoint Church Danville worship team. So it's going to be two concerts. The cost is $10 a car, $20 a van load. So that's at the Danville showroom. We'll try to get it in the bulletin next week, but it is the 11th, and it's a benefit concert to support the Odells with financial loss and stuff. The old Owens Chevrolet, and it's an outdoor concert, so it says bring a lawn chair. And I got it on Facebook. I was messaged this information, and we'll try to put it together in the bulletin so y'all can. We'll put it on the prayer chain, too. We'll put it out just to get that information out. So sure. Encourage you to support that.
All right. Did children be dismissed at this time?
Could I have the worship team back, please?
Rest on his unchanging grace.
treasure holds within the veil. My acre holds within the veil. Christ alone. thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and the that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings on earth with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy.
Allow time for the preaching. Yeah. You may be seated.
You may be seated.